Last year, there was an outbreak of tuberculosis at the Summerlin Hospital. A mother and her two children all died because the infection went undiagnosed until the autopsies were done. Attorney Robert Caudill sued the hospital on behalf of Reuben White, the husband and father of the mother and her children. But now, the case has taken a strange turn. Summerlin Hospital is now suing Caudill and his law firm for defamation. The hospital alleges that Caudill suggested that the hospital had avoided diagnosing tuberculosis to avoid a state investigation. Joining us now to talk about the case is the hospital's attorney, John Cotton. John Cotton, welcome to KNPR. It's very unusual for a hospital to sue a lawyer. Why are you doing it this time?
Most of the time in these press conferences, lawyers will take the facts of their case and argue that in front of a lot of media members. But as a practical matter here, Mr. Caudill, in essence, charged Summerlin Hospital with failing to comply with its statutory requirements with various state agencies, and in essence, deliberately allowing someone to get very ill from tuberculosis when he knew that this wasn't the case.
So how is what Mr. Caudill said different from the kind of press conference that many attorneys give to explain a case they're pursuing?
When you start accusing people of not properly investigating conditions and medical conditions and infections, that's very damaging to the hospital's reputation, particularly when the counsel who makes those allegations knows that it's simply untrue, for starters, and secondly, when he also knows that the hospital itself does not ever diagnose any conditions. Those are done by private physicians.
So ultimately, though, what's at the end of this for you? What's the end game for you?
The end game initially is a court finding that this statement was absolutely and patently false on counsel's part, in the alternative, that he sign a retraction and an apology. Beyond that, to the extent there's any determinable damages by the hospital, we'd also be pursuing him for that.
Mm-hmm. The hospital, as you note, did not diagnose the cases of tuberculosis. So how is a judge or jury likely to react when they see the underlying failure here to diagnose the disease?
See, this is the way that these plaintiff's lawyers get the media going through their press conferences. Hospitals can't diagnose anything.
Right.
The doctors are the ones that diagnose. The doctors are not the employees of the hospital, but these lawyers make you believe that somehow or another the hospital itself had some obligation to diagnose something that the scores of doctors couldn't diagnose, even when the lady was transferred over to UCLA for further workup.
So since the doctors, in effect, didn't do the diagnosis until later, why does the hospital take these accusations that it hid the disease so seriously?
Because he directed it at the hospital. He didn't direct it at anyone else other than the hospital. And I don't know why he did that, what his motivation was, but as a practical matter, it was an untruth. He knows it. He didn't have any facts to support it at all. And he knows that hospitals don't diagnose. He knows. He's been around as a lawyer for a long time. He's been involved in malpractice cases I've had. He knows hospitals don't diagnose anything.
Mr. Caudill told the Associated Press that he was surprised the suit was filed because he'd been talking with you about settling the matter. What happened to those settlement talks?
Well, I've known Mr. Caudill for quite a period of time, and I initiated discussions with him to try to get him to retract the statement, attest to its falseness, and apologize. And he kept dancing around and would never, ever concede that he'd made a false statement with no facts to support it. And he never provided us with any facts. So we really were left with much alternative at that point.
Will the case hurt Mr. White's claim against the hospital for his wife and children's deaths?
Oh, I don't believe so at all. I think Mr. White, like all plaintiffs, unlike their lawyers, they know that they have to get into a court and prove any case that they have. I don't believe that he'll be able to prove a case here at all. But the practical matter is lawsuits are tried in a courtroom. They're not tried out in the media.
Do you expect that there'll be a trial, or do you think the case will settle?
The likelihood is that there'll be a trial, in my opinion.
John Cotton is the attorney for Summerlin Hospital in this case. Mr. Cotton, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.